This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love Frances. Welcome to my third episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is Frances and thank you so much for stopping by my podcast today. I really appreciate it and I honestly and I genuinely feel you right now, you know, even if I don't see you. So thank you really, and I hope I could connect to you even if I am only the one speaking here. And yeah, if you can hear something from the background, any noise, it's just that I couldn't wait for the rain to really end because it's super late na. So yeah, I really hope you won't mind that. And yeah, thank you so much for stopping by my podcast today. And thank you so much because you guys have been really listening to my work and you really stream it most of the time. And I can see your stories, your pictures, your DMs that you're listening to my podcast. And I really appreciate it. And yeah. So, this is just a safe space for you and me, and how are you? How's your heart right now? I really pray that despite everything, you won't stop being a kind person. And I genuinely hope you're okay right now, and kung hindi ka man okay, it's okay, okay? I also don't feel like my best right now, and that's okay. We're all human beings, you know? We naturally have a point in our lives where we're just not okay. And again, it's okay. And in case nobody has told you this, I want you to know that I am so happy that you are here right now listening. And I'm so proud of how amazing you are as a person. And I hope you can see ito sa sarili mo. And I believe that when my family will hear this, for sure, maririnig nila to before yung race nila. So, mom and brother and the rest of the team, God bless for the race. And I'm really sad that I... Dito na nagsalita, no? And I'm really sad. De, gusto ko lang mag-give din ng, you know, little message for the people that... that genuinely... Yung, alam mo yun, syempre family. So, inuo ko din naman yung lahat para sa kanila. So, I would just wanna say... God bless sa race, and I really hope na mag-podium kayo. So, yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. And yun, I am so proud of how amazing you are as a person, really. And sometimes, hindi natin yun nakikita, diba? So, nire-remind ko lang sa'yo ngayon na, ano, na sana makita mo din sa sarili mo. So first off, I want to ask you something. Do you have negative thoughts in your mind right now? Are you not sleeping well at night because of your mind that's stopping you from having a good night's sleep? If you agreed in at least one of the questions I asked you earlier, well, me too. I really struggle a lot with how I could control my mind. There's just a lot of thoughts, scary ones, dangerous ones, ones that really keep me from having a peaceful night. And honestly, if you could relate to me, di ba sobrang hirap, lalo na pag gustong-gusto mo nang makatulog, pero imbes na matutulog ka na, makakapag-isip ka pa ng hindi okay, kaya hirap ka na lang tuloy matulog, di ba? Or pagising mo, iniisip mo agad hindi okay ng mga thoughts. And honestly, it's so hard. Diba? And if you're still listening, can you please send me a DM on my IG? It's mnl48frances.official. And you can tell me, you can share to me whatever thoughts that you're unable to shake off right now. Or you can tell me anything, honestly. Because we're together in this, right? So, yeah, I've had the weirdest thoughts and I've had the worst ones. Sometimes, before I sleep, I tend to have thoughts na sobrang nakakatakot. A horror movie that I have watched from way, way back. And it would suddenly enter my mind. Parang okay, so hindi mo na tayo matutulog ngayon. Napa good timing naman. Parang ganun ba? Sobrang hirap. And hindi siya pwedeng hindi pag-usapan because baka meron na sa atin nahihirapan na talaga because of these thoughts, diba? And I can't just let you suffer alone, you know, because I also go through stuff. And if I can help you through my podcasts in my own little ways, I would. And I really hope I could help you in this. And hindi lang to sa ganito na a-apply, hindi lang sa mga scary thoughts, minsan sa mga like everyday life, diba? Sa mga thoughts na nag-run sa mind mo as you live your life day by day. Sa akin, before I go into my podcast space, ngayon, before I went into my space right now, I was like, here we go again. Another podcast. And until now, hindi pa din ako confident enough with the words I tell you. Second season na, but still, I'm still nervous, I tend to still be insecure, I tend to still feel weak, and no matter how hard I work for this, I'm still not confident that I have what it takes to be in here, and before I click the start button, I tell to myself, okay, Frances, don't fail, let's go. I have, you know, alam mo yun, may ongoing war ka sa mind mo. I really have it. And totoo talaga yun that the mind is indeed a battlefield. And I heard this from a preaching na most of life's battles are won or lost in your mind. Honestly, you wouldn't want to live inside my mind. If only you knew what goes on in my mind, you wouldn't think I'm the best person ever. Na I'm the most okay person. Alam mo yun kasi, minsan talaga, syempre, diba, pag ginagawa mong inspiration yung tao, kala mo yung tao na yun sobrang perfect, kala mo yung tao na yun parang walang iniisip na negative, pero kung nai-inspire ka man dahil sa akin, I want you to know that I also nahihirapan din ako myself, and I am so glad that if you make me your inspiration, I am so glad to hear that. But I also want you to know na we're still going through the same things, you know. Hindi naman same, pero alam mo yun, we still go through stuff individually, diba? So yun, shinare ko lang na I still go through stuff and I know ikaw din. So, I'm not the most okay person. There are times na maiisip ko na baka may something na mangyayari sa loved ones ko. Minsan, naiisip ko na baka, alam, baka may nanonood sa akin ngayon. Mga ganun. And it's honestly tiring. Ako na mismo napapagod sa sarili kong utak. Wala siyang pahinga. Kahit ano talaga naiisip ko. And may mga scenarios pa na parang may hindi magandang mangyayari sa akin. And hindi naman siya totoo. Pero dahil doon natatakot ako. And for sure, mas grabe yung mga thoughts ng mga tao ngayon. Kasi this is the Halloween season, di ba? So, I really hope magpaano ka sa utak mo. Maglagay ka ng mga thoughts na okay sa utak mo. Alam mo yun? And one thing I am sure of is if you can't rule your mind, it will really rule you. And it's true, it will overcome you. And if your mind is full of scary thoughts, all those stuff, of course, you will tend to be more fearful and your actions will flow from it. And so, my love, I want you to know that please, rule your mind. Don't let it overpower you. Learn to quiet your mind. I know it's not easy because even I, myself, I also don't know how to quiet my mind. And seriously, if there's one thing na pinaka-weak ako, it's really my mind, how my thoughts really tend to overpower me. And I know it's not easy, but once you get a grip of it, you're going to feel a lot better. Train your mind to see the good in every situation, because your life is as good as your mindset. And you probably heard this from a lot of time already, but I'll tell you this still. You spend most of your life inside your head, so make it a nice place to be. And totoo yun na your mental health is also a priority. So be kind to your mind. It's just as important as your physical health, kung paano ka nag-workout sa, kung paano ka nag-workout, di ba? Para pagandahin yung body mo, para mas maging healthy ka. Same din sa utak natin. And I hope you, eto talaga, eto, essential to, I hope you really surround yourself with people who inspire you to have a better mind. Alam mo yun, yung hindi ka hahayaan na maging negative. And I hope you won't let your whole being be overpowered by the negative thoughts. And please, don't invite negativity into your mind. Kasi mapapagod ka talaga mentally. Promise. And honestly, what I do love to do whenever, because I already know it. I already know that this is one of my weaknesses. Because I really have a fearful mind. So, iba-iba naman tayo ng ginagawa, diba? Iba-iba naman tayo ng way. Pero yung way ko is I read the Bible. I pray. And I don't know about you, but this really helps me a lot in everything. And even if, alam mo yun, kahit sobrang hirap na paniwalaan na merong tao na God will never leave me. Minsan sobrang hirap na isa buhay and isa puso. Pero nakakatulong talaga siya, honestly, sa akin, mentally, spiritually, lahat. And pwede mo din siyang itry, diba? Pwede mo din siyang itry if you want lang naman. So yun, I read the Bible and I pray, I meditate on His Word. And yes, even if I'm the one speaking here, giving advices, nahihirapan din talaga ako. And this is my way of capturing my thoughts. And hindi din kasi pwede na iasa mo kay God, 'di ba? Kung same ka sa akin na nagbabasa ka ng Bible and you worship a higher being, hindi mo din pwedeng iasa lahat kay God. Or hindi pwedeng iasa mo lang sa mga taong nandiyan para sa iyo. Hindi din pwedeng iasa mo lang sa mga taong alam mong tutulungan ka mentally. Kasi ikaw, you have to really help yourself. And I want you to know that you are worth the quiet moment. And right now, kasi you're still here, you're still listening, I want you to know that I'm so proud of you because you're doing your best. And that's enough. That's enough, my love. That's enough. So yeah, that's my third episode for you today. I really appreciate you for listening up until the end. And if you have any advices for me also, just send me a DM. I'd love to know. And yeah, I would appreciate it a lot. And thank you so much for being with me. And I'll talk to you on my next one. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always, in always, love Frances.